It's April 19th, 2023. It's about 5 minutes of eight in the morning. Once again, that's April 19th, 2023. I just wanted to catch a couple quick notes this morning. This recording is primarily about resonance. I had been working with the dream catcher analogy, and it kind of struck me that what I've really been toying around with. So I'm going to go back to the dream weaver analogy with the hoop, and then there's the what I'm going to now call the connect the dots puzzle. That is strung across the center of the hoop, and then you have the lines that come down, the threads that come down from the hoop, and they have little beads on it. That represents the dreams, and then it comes down to feathers, which gently distribute or disperse the dreams into our consciousness or subconsciousness. So what struck me was that the principles and priorities, our view of the world and our role in it, that's our current frame of reference, and that could be represented by that the hoop with that web of threads. So there's nodes, that's the connect the dots. And so that structure within the hoop could represent our current frame of reference. And so when a concept, a thought, an idea, it comes to that structure, if it resonates with us and our current view of the world and our role in it, resonate means that that structure would begin to vibrate sympathetically with that thought or that idea or that concept or that view or that perspective. And as it would vibrate, resonate sympathetically with that idea, it would vibrate the ring, which would pass the vibration down through the threads, again, like as beads dropping down to the feather that disperses it into our consciousness. So I was thinking, just kind of toying around with, that's what I mean by it resonates with us. If it doesn't sympathetically vibrate our current frame of reference, then it gets filtered out. It's rejected. It never makes it in. But if it does resonate, then it gets passed through, and it comes down into our conscious or subconscious. It's the threshold of consciousness of so if it doesn't get filtered out, it influences or it reinforces our current beliefs, our current the current structure of what we believe. And so this is where it's that power of suggestion. This is where if we can find the words and we can formulate the words and those words find a sympathetic reception, You know, that's that sympathetic resonance. It will have impact on that individual. Well, that's really about all I wanted to capture.